I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. Teenagers have a reputation for being self-centered, but every now and then you hear a story that challenges that view. The World's Anders Kelto is spending a year at a public high school in Cape Town, South Africa. It's called the Center of Science and Technology, COSAT for short. Despite grinding poverty, some students recently experienced the satisfaction that comes from giving. Here's Anders.
At 10:25 each morning, students at COSAT get their first break of the day. They line up at the school snack shop to buy potato chips, cookies, and soda. Sisipo, a 10th grader with red glasses, wasn't happy with this choice of snacks.
That's very unhealthy, and it causes children to have sicknesses.
So she and her friends got an idea. They decided to sell healthy sandwiches as an alternative. They began meeting before and after school to make the sandwiches, from chicken salad, cucumber, and brown bread. Then, they set up a table in the school courtyard to sell the sandwiches for 40 cents each. They were a hit.
And we've been selling more than 300, 400 sandwiches, actually.
That's how many sandwiches they've been selling per week. In the process, Sisipo and her friends have made quite a bit of money. Most of the girls are from extremely poor families. But rather than spend the money on themselves, they decided to spend it on kids who needed it even more. Some severely disabled children who live in a nearby home. They wanted to have a picnic with the children. So Sisipo and her friends hired drivers and vans and took the disabled kids to the beach.
We were able to take the children on the swings, and they were happy and they were smiling. And our disabled child was actually dancing, and we were all clapping hands, and the child was laughing, and we were all happy. And that was a special moment for us.
Sisipo says she and her friends still had some money left over, so they decided to do something more permanent for the kids. They hired an artist to paint the inside of the children's home. Previously, the walls had been plain white. Now, they're covered with red and yellow flowers, clouds, and a teddy bear sleeping on the moon. The girls say the experience taught them a lot about compassion and treating people the way they would like to be treated. And it's gotten them in the habit of giving. The girls are continuing to sell sandwiches for a new cause. Profits are now going toward the senior prom. The girls are sophomores, so they won't be attending. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town.
We have a lot more stories from that high school in South Africa. Follow our year-long series at theworld.org/schoolyear. And join the conversation on Twitter. Just use the hashtag schoolyear.